do. We have an animal guest.
What's our animal's name?
Slick.
All right.
And how are you today?
The animal wants to sit with us, okay? Take it down. Thank you. Do you know that sometimes it is difficult to go day to day? How many of you have people that you go to school with, that you play with, that you just think that they have more than you? That they have life a little better. Do you have people like that? Do you know? Sometimes we get a little perturbed by that. What does perturbed mean?
Outlook.
Or upset. Upset, yes. And do you know? That's just the way things are, you know? Some people, because of choices they make, they have some things we don't. Sometimes, because of things that are available to them, we have things, they have things we don't. But because of the choices we make, we have lots more, don't we? Yes, we do. You know, there are those who have lots more and don't know Christ. There are those who have a lot less than we do and don't know Christ.
Mm-hmm. You think if they don't know Christ, do you think they still deserve that stuff?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
And I'm not sure if it has anything to do with deserve. It is life. But the thing is, those of us who know Christ, we have it a whole lot better because we know that we have love, that we have things to help us through. We have each other. We have our families who believe as we do. And we have a Jesus that's with us all the time. And you know, one of the Ten Commandments says, do not envy. What does envy mean?
Envy means you want more.
You want more, but you want what?
You're jealous and you like don't want more and you don't want what they have. You just want like the same level of stuff they do.
Bingo. You want what they want. Or you want what they have. And God says, be happy with what you have. And what's the best thing that we have?
God.
We have God. We have Jesus who really sacrificed for us. And because of that, it doesn't matter.
The second most thing we have is
birth. Is who?
Birth.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You are right.
Because if we probably weren't born, we would probably
not be here. Yeah. Okay, so what I want you to go away with today is that be happy and be in good gratitude. Have you ever heard of attitude with gratitude? You have now. And go and live your life that way, that God has given you what you have, and you are blessed because of it, and you need to be thankful. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for these children. We thank you for being within their hearts. And we ask you to give them understanding of that love. And be with you and know that they are with you in all things and in all choices. Amen.